Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 93 of the World of Goldcraft. I am your host, as always, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be talking through my weeks, or my week in terms of goldmaking, what's going on with the game, and a discussion point, and we'll also take some questions from my patrons. Of course, this podcast is made available by the people who support me on Patreon. So if you want to do that, then you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And you'll get access, 7 days of early access to everything I post on thelazygoldmaker.com. All right, so this is a short week, essentially. I'm recording this a little early because, well, it's the summer and I'm going away. So I'll be on vacation for the next week, and then I'll be home again for 2 days, and then I'll be gone for about a week again. So yeah, I won't be doing too much World of Warcraft over the next 2 weeks, but the content will be going out as regularly scheduled. So yeah, it also means that we're recording a little bit early, so we have just 5 days of auction house activity to report on rather than the full 7. So, BFA, what did I do? Well, I did 2 sets of repost sessions, including one. On the first one, I also purchased BOEs, but then the news came through that corruptions are going to be removed with a pre-patch for Shadowlands, which is in about 2 to 3 months, which means that I won't be buying any more corrupted BOEs. I'm going to stop buying them, and I'm probably going to have to start decreasing the price fairly soon to sell off, particularly the item level 460 ones. So that's what it is. Now, if we look at my numbers for this week, I'm currently sitting at 18.2 million gold, and this week I made 1.1 million gold in sales. So both of those things are pretty nice. Most of it was BOEs. I spent 659,000 gold, but that's the last time I'm going to buy BOEs. I've also started up on Ravencrest, which is a realm where I really haven't had success with BOEs. I've started material flipping there instead. So we're going to just do material flipping there and see where that takes us. So it's going to be interesting. Outside of that, I've just finished processing a huge pile of Tidespear Linen Bracers, about 1500, into Expulsum, and turned it into Uncanny Gear, and I was very unpleasantly surprised to see how little Uncanny Gear I got for that. That was a lot of scrapping. Like, this is very annoying. But that'll be out on the auction house soon, and yeah, my Warlock also very close to level 120 now, which is good. I want to get the some alchemy recipes, and I want to get the ATV mount. I do think there's still enough time. There's enough time that I'm going to risk going into the alchemy market, because I'm not particularly risk averse in World of Warcraft gold making. I'm too confident in my ability to make gold to really be very risk averse. So that's what I'm going to do. Of course, I want to get the ATV and Mecha Mogul mount. My Warlock is an Engineer Alchemist. So getting all of those is going to be nice. Outside of that, I should probably level up professions on my Druid. I have Tailoring Leatherworking at 120. I haven't used them at all. I don't think I want to do Uncanny Gear for either profession, because it's just too much work. I'll stick with the Blacksmithing. That's about it for what I've been doing in BFA. It's working out. I'm slowly getting to where I have an active crafting presence on Sylvanas again, which is nice. It's going to be fun. But let's turn our attention over to Classic. So currently sitting at 4,000 gold and just 3,500 gold on the auction house, which is a pretty large decrease in the overall numbers since last week, about 1,000 gold less, or 2,000 gold less auction house value, but about 1,000 gold more in raw gold on my characters. So I think part of the reason is that I bought a ton of materials and I couldn't find all of them. So I ended up with a bunch of Plague Bloom that I couldn't finish crafting with, and Plague Bloom is extremely expensive. also some dream foil and some other where I didn't get all of the materials needed to finish my crafting queue. I think that's most of it. I had amazing sales. If we're looking back at the last 7 days, we're looking at 5,200 gold in sales, which is just a new record. So this was the Dark Moon Fair week, and I sold out of spell power flasks that I crafted for the last Dark Moon Fair week. So someone bought 5 of my Spellfire flasks in one go, so that really helped out. Another thing that I've done is I've started doing Libram flipping, and it's been working really well, particularly for the Constitution, Libram of Constitution and Resilience. Those are the ones I've had success with. Check out that post if you haven't. That's something that works really well. Very easy to do. Does require a little bit of capital, but whatever. Outside of that, I've been slowly leveling my profession alt, mostly just doing boosting. It's now level 19, I think, in Stockades. It's on my second account, so I can pay for boost while I play on my main. Preferably, I could have done that while streaming, but we're on the last week of me being on the upstairs office where the bathroom remodel is finished, so we can move my setup downstairs again where I have cabled internet. So I can use the full power of both my computers. That's going to be nice. Still a while to go until 35. I would really want to get 35 before Anki-Raj opens at least, which I should be able to do. We'll see how busy I get when the vacation is over. But I have a hope that that's going to be possible. I've been raiding mostly on my Warlock in the time that I could have done jump runs or tried to farm with it. I want to get some more gear so I can do the farm a little bit more efficiently, and sort of been enjoying the gearing up process a little bit. Arcanite bars have gone up in price recently, so I should probably do some more jump runs, but there's been too many other things I want to do, too much... A little bit of raiding and a little bit of phase 5 preparation on my rogue and alt leveling, and always just this huge, really long list of things that I want to get done in the game. And not enough hours to do all of them. So we'll see. I'm still making gold with everything I do. So, but getting a little bit extra from farming, particularly for Arcanite bars that are and arcane crystals that are still really hard to get, would be nice. So we'll see if I can wring some more gold out of that. Now, if we're looking at the game, of course, we've been getting Shadowlands news, multiple ones. The biggest one, perhaps, the fact that for us Goldmakers at least, is the confirmation that the Brudo is going away with the pre-patch. And with the beta on the, we're being on the cusp, I think the beta is open now. And for our last two expansions, BFA and Legion, the pre-patch came about 2 to 3 months after the beta opened. So that's the sort of time frame you have to get it done. So if you're starting from scratch now, it's probably possible if you are on, but not for someone who's on the super casual end of the spectrum. It's going to take a lot of work to get it done from now to the end, but it's possible. Other things, heirlooms are getting nerfed. They're going to lose their experience bonus. They said that they're going to add something else instead that's valuable. But we'll just have to see what that is or isn't. They've also said that they're not going to update archaeology in Shadowlands, which honestly, I mean, who cares? Do people care about archaeology outside the Vial of the Sands? I'm not sure. There might be someone who does, and they get really offended by me saying that, but. Archaeology has been something that it hasn't felt like Blizzard or the player base has cared significantly about for a long time. Outside of that, there Want to Buy Gold has been posting some stuff from his access to the alpha and beta. I haven't looked too much at it, but there are definitely some things to see and do with crafting. I'll take a look. Hopefully I can get beta access and take a look myself. But until then, I'm just gonna stay a little bit on the back foot. Essentially, I don't want to read up too much too early, as I don't think it's necessarily worth the time. I can, they're going to change everything. They're going to change stuff a lot. They're going to change probably a lot of the stuff there, but some things will of course be the same. It would be nice to get access so I could give some feedback, I guess. But outside of that, we're just going to kind of wait and see right now. The crafting, the legendary crafting looks pretty promising. You're going to need several crafted items. You can target whichever legendary you want to craft. And if they nerf one and buff another, then you'll have to craft another. Which means that players will probably have to craft more than one, even if they can just equip one at a time. So most of the items that go into the legendary crafting process will probably remain relevant for a fairly long amount of time, which is good for profits from crafting professions. When it comes to Classic, however, there's really not much to say. Phase 5, that's what it's coming. It's coming. It's been coming for a while. It's going to be very fun for those who play Classic. I'm assuming many people are very excited both for the war effort, for Ankirash, and for everything in between. Possibly some people are dreaming about getting their Scarab Lords. And we'll just have to we'll have to enjoy it when it comes. This week we got some questions from our patrons, or from a patron. So the question is, what order are you planning to level your professions in Shadowlands? Are you going to use collected herbs ready for early raiders or sell them for quick profit? How relevant do you think BFA crafting will remain? So for the first question, I want to get all of my professions going as soon as possible, but my number one priority will definitely be Inscription for Darkmoon Trinkets. They've usually been really good. I expect them to be really good again. Outside of that, I haven't decided yet because I haven't looked up the recipes. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's going to look good. Some of my favorites have usually been jewel crafting and enchanting. Gear crafting can also be good, particularly blacksmithing if you get to craft weapons. I'll make my decision, my decision on the order closer to launch. But it will be a bit affected by the characters I have, because on my realm where I'm planning to play, all of my characters have loads of old recipes that I don't want to lose, which means that I'm not gonna swap around recipes for Shadowlands. So we'll see. I'm gonna essentially be leveling professions in pairs based on what I think is the best ones. When it comes to collected herbs, well, I don't farm. I don't do gathering professions. So I probably won't... I don't know how I'll... I won't be selling herbs. I'll be buying them probably en masse to mill them and craft the Darkmoon cards. Usually in early expansions, I'm a huge, huge buyer of herbs, particularly for these Darkmoon decks. I did that both in Legion and BFA. And it's been extremely profitable for me. So that's what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to buy crazy amounts of herbs. For BFA crafting, I don't think there's anything that's going to really be relevant outside of the mounts. And of course, all of the crafted gear will be slightly relevant for like cosmetic completionists, or maybe someone just likes the look of the set. But they're just going to be for cosmetic reasons. They're not going to be... so the value is going to be dropping very, very hard. You'll be able to get sales. Like, I get sales of crafted Legion items, like the Graven Scale set and Dread Leather set. I get sales in those item sets at the moment. They sell for a couple of thousand gold, but they sell like every month or something. I sell an item. So I think that's where you'll see most of Legion gear for enchants and stuff like that. I doubt we'll see any of them be relevant. Maybe some of them make it into like best in slot for Twinks. But outside of that, it's just going to be essentially useless. Now, let's dive into this week's discussion point. And we're going to talk a little bit about the return of raw gold farming. Because that's a trend that's really hit retail recently. People are turning their attention heavily towards raw gold generation. Vendor shuffles, farming, and then doing vendor shuffles. And just generating easy raw gold. Which isn't super surprising, because a lot of people who aren't particularly adept at making gold are in a mad dash to get the Brutosaur before it goes away. So in retail, in recent years, in recent expansions, most of the Raw gold generation has come from the mission table, both in Warlords of Draenor and Legion, where the mission table generated a lot of gold. World quests as well probably generated much more gold in Legion, where you could equip your combat follower with like an item that gave you extra gold every time you did a world quest. So you'd get like 75 gold every time you did a world quest, which is, compare that to BFA levels, you're looking at a high amount of inflation and extra gold. But right now it's returned. And of course this is related to the Brutosaur. I don't think that's a shock at all. There's a combination of factors here. You have the 8.3 auction house, which is much harder to compete in for sellers. If you're trying to sell materials, which is something people usually use to farm if they're needed gold, you'll just go herbing. But with the current auction house, selling herbs is actually pretty hard on the auction house, because there are tons of people who are undercutting constantly. You have to be the last in to get the sale, which means that you probably have to camp even to just sell like 200 herbs or whatever. Unless you want to undercut, which makes the gathering professions much worse, particularly for casual gold makers, than they've been in the past. So I think a lot of people are struggling with the 8.3 auction house, because the 8.3 auction house is harder to make gold in, unless you're a large-scale TSM using goblin. Definitely harder to make gold in. It's easier to find a good deal when you're looking to buy something, but it's harder to make gold with. So everyone wants to get the Brutosaur, and they realize that the auction house can be a bit hard. So what's a better way than just grinding it out? A lot of people are used to grinding in WoW, so just grinding it out with the raw gold farm that gives you 10,000-15,000 gold an hour. That's a lot of hours, but I mean, you're always making consistent progress towards that goal. I don't know how many hours is that. I should have had that on file, but 500 hours if you're doing 10k gold an hour. I probably wouldn't do that personally, but if you're desperate, you're desperate. And probably you can combine this with other ways of making gold, but you're still looking at a really long way to get the Brutosaur. Some of the more popular ones that they're doing is one in Atal Dasar, where you just farm with skinning and then you craft Shimmer Scale Strikers and vendor them off. The vendor shuffle by itself is profitable if you can get a Shimmer Scale and a Bloodstained Bone for a combined price of 6 gold or less. So that's something you might want to take a look at regardless of the farm, or regardless of doing the Atal Dasar portion of the farm. If you can find cheap Shimmer Scale, cheap Bloodstained Bones, you can vendor shuffle them, and that might be more likely as we head into the final part of the expansion and prices trend even further down. Now, overall, I'm not a huge advocate for vendor shuffles, as the potential is pretty limited, and it's usually a lot of work for a fairly small amount of gold. But if you're desperate for gold, if you're starting out and you need some extra gold, you need some safe gold, or the long boy is going away and you really need that last 40,000-50,000, then yeah, by all means, go for it. It does seem to me that this trend is mostly caused by the Brutosaur. Overall, that's the biggest cost, because it's led to a lot of people focusing on the auction house and the economic side of the game, making profit margins worse, making competition higher, making it harder to make gold on the auction house, thus making a consistent but theoretically worse raw gold farm way more attractive for a lot of people. So it'll be very interesting to see what effect this has. I don't think it's going to drive inflation too much, because I think most of these people are probably doing it for the Brutosaur, or just maybe to fund their own consumables, who knows. It could lead to inflation that way. It's hard to say. It's definitely going to lead to an influx of gold into the game, so how much of that gold is then taken out by the Brutosaur, that's the big question. Auction house activity will probably fall, primarily in terms of people selling. Because these are people that would otherwise try to sell materials on the auction house, but they're not at the moment. So that should make, potentially prices could rise. That's something that I've been speculating about. We could actually see some very weird things going on around the time of the pre-patch. Related a little bit to this, but mostly to the overall like Brutosaur grind. There are so many people on the Brutosaur grind now. And when the pre-patch comes around, then that grind will be over, for better or for worse. Some of them will have made it and will have bought the mount, and will probably be bored to tears with gold making and just want to do something else for a while. Some of them will not have made it, and they'll have a lot of gold that they probably want to spend on a consolation prize, or spend on something at least. Some of them will probably be turned into goblins. Of course, there's always new people who convert to our auction house lifestyle. But overall, I think that we'll see a lot of people quit the economic side of the game when the pre-patch hits. I think the beginning of Shadowlands might be relatively soft in terms of auction house competition due to that, because I think a lot of people will be pretty bored with that and a little burned out. I also think that it's going to be very interesting to see the final months of BFA. I don't think we can use old expansions as comparables at all. Like, we don't know how the behavior is going to be when the pre-patch hits. One possibility is that prices on a lot of materials spike up a little bit after the pre-patch, because suddenly people have a lot of gold. The people that didn't make the grind, they have a lot of gold. The people who made the grind, they're not going to farm anymore. So that's going to be interesting. I think that might be an opportunity to sell some stuff. It might be an opportunity to just buy up any farmers who are bored and just want to dump their stock. Like, it's going to be a very weird time. So be ready. If you see anything that's cheap and that you think will have long-term value, for instance, because it's used in the ATV mounts, then do start buying. Start looking to buy those kinds of materials. If there are anything else, having some crafted mounts from old expansions ready to go might be a pretty good idea. Because just after the pre-patch, a lot of people will probably be disappointed that they didn't get the Brutosaur. But they'll have a lot of gold, so maybe buying a Vial of the Sands and a Jeweled Onyx Panther will soothe the pain a little bit if they haven't already got those. So you could definitely see an uptick in sales for some of these, in addition to some of the farmed mounts, which could potentially be opportunities to flip. And they can also be opportunities to buy and keep for the long haul, as players will probably farm way less in BFA zones when Shadowlands rolls around. So it's pretty interesting to see how the Brutosaur has shaped gold making in the last part of BFA, and particularly the fact that it's going away. And it will be extremely interesting to see how the markets change as we head towards the pre-patch and the beginning of Shadowlands. Maybe we get some new items. I remember, for those of you who remember Legion launch, there was the Felspreader toy that you could get from the pre-launch event that people made so much money off of. So much money. So we might see something like that. We might see something else. Either way, be ready, read patch notes, read about the game, see what's happening, and you'll probably be able to find some niches and some cool ideas that people haven't thought of that you can profit off of. So that's it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you just want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week and a nice summer. See you in a week, guys. Goodbye.